Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I didn't know we were... Wait, so... Okay, but anyway.
He also married a Pepperdine girl.
Trying to figure out... Oh, there's your...
Chase Crawford's sister.
But
Chase Chance... I can't remember.
Wasn't Brady like... He was kind of like... He was just like the... They were both like out of the same factory of like what should have been...
Yeah,
what
but
you
Romo
would think
was fun as a quarterback.
All-American quarterback. You know, the way they... You know, looked in their celebrity, if you will, at the kind of crossroads. Different. You know,
I mean,
it's like Peyton Manning, a big star at the same time as them, but was different. You know, he was the guy who, the blue collar going to work, punching the clock quarterback, who could also host SNL. But anyway.
And do every ad.
Yes.
But like, to me, it's like Brady was the most famous quarterback. Romo was
most
the quarterback
successful of
the most famous team.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, and they were both, you know, good looking guys.
But there was nothing about Romo. Other than, like, his dating life, there wasn't anything, like, Romo ever said that was like, oh, this guy's going to be good. There was no telling
well,
this guy's going to be good.
The same as for Tom Brady. Like, we're saying they were very similar.
See,
I think their casting is very similar. Romo did have a great run, though, as a broadcaster. By that means, a very short one. You know, Derrick Rose had a great run as a Memphis Tiger.
I knew we were actually in trouble with Brady. Remember when he started doing the Hertz commercials before the Fox deal kicked in?
Yeah, if I was a football player, I would not do a Hertz commercial. No offense to Hertz. I mean, I would use Hertz still today.
Rest in peace,
like,
OJ.
Yeah. that's how you want to say it. Yeah. R.I.P. OJ.
Rest, OJ. Yeah.
All right.
He was pretty good. Listen,
he was great in those Hertz
commercials. I miss OJ on Twitter.
He was great in those commercials. It makes sense Hertz wants to get a
new
football player.
There was nothing worse than hearing OJ's thoughts on football go, he's making pretty good sense here.
Twitter world.
Yeah.
What would OJ say about the new Naked Gun movie? I wonder. But anyway, back on topic. He had a lot to say about everything, and you know he'd be talking about the new name.
You realized with Brady, like when he's doing those, he's the only guy I've ever seen that makes you cringe when he says, let's go. Like the way he says, let's go is like, no, I'm not feeling that. Not really. Like that's the other thing is like Romo was trying to sell a Skechers like, before people were like even open to the idea of buying Skechers.
Yeah.
Like you kinda...
which one like right now do you want would you want on your broadcast?
I'd
on
much
your
rather listen to Romo.
I mean Romo is the only he's proven that he can be good, so that he can have moments still. But yeah, Brady should be doing something else, honestly,
I was even thinking about it in the Super Bowl. There's even moments where Brady starts to be interesting and then he stops himself. No, it was the Lions Commanders divisional round game. Like he started to like go in about, hey, the Lions are screwing this up. Like they don't have enough guys on the field. They're going to burn a timeout. This is going to cost them trying to get the ball back. And then it's like, he started going off and then he's like, well, I'm sure they know what they're doing. Like, it's just like, oh, got to protect the shield now. It's like, no, just tell me something interesting. And it is where, I wonder, like...
Here's a question. Would it be interesting if Tom Brady... I know it's not possible because... Well, yeah, maybe it is possible. Tom Brady, I want to call some college games. Would you want him calling some North Carolina football games? Would there be something interesting there?
Okay, so here's the problem, though. If you say you want Brady calling a Carolina game, I'm in. But I know what's going to happen is we're going to watch the game. We're going to get all excited, and it's going to be a nothing burger. It's going to be when we all spent – how much money was the freaking Mayweather – the Mayweather
I don't know. We can text your wife and ask her. She's driving around in her Honda Passport right now.
Conor McGregor. Remember when we all bought that? It was like $120 to buy that fight. And then you bought the fight, and you're like, why did I do this?
I mean, that's somewhat similar. Well, hopefully, they're not going to put this on pay-per-view or something. But I would be at Brady calling a Belichick game. He's got to say something in that few hours, right? Even with
I think it would be Brady just kissing ass. This is why he was the greatest coach of all time. Like
that's what he's. Yeah, how many times would he say?
Yeah,
that?
they'd be doing that because he's now just become losing, like Mr. Like to me, it's like there are
North
ways.
North Carolina getting blown out by an inferior opponent with Tom Brady on the call. Could he say something interesting there? Would you be interested in what he had?
I mean, honestly, this is why Peyton was smarter. In the end, when Peyton's like, "I'm going to call games," guess what he's doing? I'm going to get on a couch and I'm going to have my brother on the other end, and we're just going to talk football. Without the constructs of trying to be a broadcaster.
Right, because there is more to it. There's definitely restrictions. Your hands are tied in a lot of ways. But also with Brady, they're making a lot of exemptions to these rules, which just to keep him there.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just so ironic to me that like the guy that the league branded as like the cheater is now Mr. NFL.
And they're cheating to keep him.
Like Brady has an ownership stake. Peyton doesn't.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll get into the list. Also, CJ Hurt coming up this hour as well. Stick around. You'll listen to Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. There's still a little bit of time to take advantage of August over at our friends at Birdies, located in South Main Street. It is, of course, the number one virtual golf spot here in Memphis. August means more discounts for you. If you book your tee time on one of their simulators in advance at golfatbirdies.com, if you got four players or more, you'll get 40% off the standard rate. Three players, 30% off. Two players, 20% off. If you're a single, 10% off. Also, during August, you can get a full membership. If you buy a full membership, you can receive a six-month practice membership free. All the details are over at golfatbirdies.com. Also, Birdies makes a great spot to host your fantasy football draft. If you want to put it up there on one of their projectors, they'll help set that up for you. Just DM them on Instagram at birdies901. Golf at birdies.com. Let's get in the list. Taylor Swift. All right, Kevin. Well, yesterday change your life?
Yes, Taylor Swift's engagement. I think we've got to admit when we're wrong, Jeffrey, because we've talked about on this show when we did our big preview.
I thought it would be a very orchestrated thing. I said it would be highly public and very orchestrated. It was highly public and very orchestrated.
Highly public, debatable. Because I think you could have gone through the day yesterday.
They did it like a brand launch.
They did it like a brand launch, sure.
And then today he's got an American Eagle category, which...
A very strategic rollout in that way.
Yeah, that's...
But there wasn't the big, like, moment. Like, it wasn't like on a net where everybody was watching when it happened. And, you know, that's not...
Right, but they did it on their terms.
But they did it on their terms. And that does make me question whether or not we're going to get a televised wedding or not.
I'm going to say no.
You think no?
I think the only, like, whatever. We televised Kim's second marriage. Was Chris Humphreys number two or number one?
Man, I don't know.
But that was also.
I think I listened this morning with you and Calkins going back and forth on like, there's like, there's nothing that compares to this. There's nothing that compares. I mean, I'm trying to think if it was Elvis marrying Marilyn Monroe.
I mean, I don't think it's fair to say
big deal, but
I don't think it's fair to say Princess Di and Charles didn't compare to this.
This is that's the only one. That's the only
I disagree on this.
No, I agree.
In college, the girls went bananas over Will and Kate. I'm talking there were girls that didn't have TV that were asking because they knew I had every channel on the planet. They were all like, "Can we come over on Saturday?" And they, like, tailgated.
Oh, I 100%. That was a big, big deal. And in part because Charles and Di was the bigger deal, right? It's like this generation trying to get something that we didn't think we had and we knew was a big deal. And the royal, I think that was a big deal. And Harry and Meghan was fine, too. But, like,
Harry and Meghan was all, like, that's the problem. Everyone tried to, like, talk themselves into, like, I don't care.
What's a royal wedding? That's the
kind
only,
of.
That's the biggest televised wedding of all
Barely.
Time, no doubt. Charles and Princess Di. Can't, would Swift and Chelsea.
You know what Meghan, and Harry was like? What was the season in The Crown? Maybe it was season 4. Remember when Andrew gets married? And it's just such an afterthought.
Oh, well, I don't know
that's
if it's that much of an afterthought.
Yeah, it was.
This one, I guess it's more of a season premiere for some, because the drama that occurred soon after that of the splitting up of the, and the drama of the royal family, nothing was more behind the scenes drama that started from that wedding. But anyway, back on track here. So we're breaking down weddings.
Can we say she sucks now? Have we grown as a society to acknowledge she sucks?
Who?
Megan.
I'm not going to go there. No, she's one of the greatest Deal or No Deal briefcase girls of all time.
She's the reason
they brought back Suits and now they both canceled it. But them as a couple, we can debate. So it's interesting.
Her personality is insufferable.
We've got to get all the wedding talk out of the way because, you know, you cannot talk weddings during college football season, right? Because they're not supposed to exist here over the next few Saturdays.
I'm fine with you having a wedding. You just have to acknowledge if you invite me, I'm going to be on my phone. Like, I'm just letting you, like, those are the rules of engagement, literally.
You'll be on your phone.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, open bar, and I get to be on my phone. Not bad.
I'll even settle for beer and wine. It doesn't have to be full open bar, but I'm going to be on my phone.
Well, so that aside, so the Swift Kelsey wedding would be up there, probably. You know, we don't know. It could be compared to the original royal wedding that we all talk about. Not the original one, but the big one. The big televised event of Di and Charles. And yeah, I agree with you. The more recent one also is in contention. But like to have a celebrity wedding, because Swift's celebrity status, you can't go through all these celebrity weddings. Her status is on the status of an Elvis. Like, none of the other people you can name. There's not been somebody since Elvis that is really
Jackson married Elvis's daughter.
Michael Jackson was up there, but also controversial in more ways than Taylor Swift. By the point that he married Lisa Marie Presley, that's why it was a great publicity stunt. But anyway, back. So what's interesting to me about Taylor
Swift. Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes was a big deal.
Yes, and still,
especially when you consider
Tom Cruise
third
is
marriage.
One of the biggest. Like, if you want to put who are the biggest celebrities in the world, Tom Cruise is up there on that list with Taylor Swift. Tom Cruise is on that list. Katie Holmes, though, not, and neither is Travis Kelce, to be honest. But that's
the problem I have with this.
What's interesting? What's the problem? Is that he's not that big of a star.
Correct. He is big in terms of the NFL world.
I mean, he's absolute. He's an absolute irrelevant if he's not with Taylor Swift on a national global scale that he is now relevant. Like, he is not.
I'm not going to say he's irrelevant, but he would not be. He wouldn't have.
He
would not have crossover opportunities.
He has no crossover appeal.
He
he's relevant in sports only. He's sports only, and maybe would get a shot at acting or doing something else.
He could have some cameos. I'm like, oh, that athlete could act a little bit.
But maybe that stuff would have gone to his brother because his brother does seem to be more talented in some of that. Okay, but so the question to me that I've seen. Now spun off of this in the past 24 hours. So Taylor Swift, the engagement happened. It didn't necessarily go exactly the way we predicted or didn't predict.
I'm counting that as a win.
You count it as a win. All right, we'll count it.
But highly now, orchestrated.
Now the big question is, there's been a lot of people saying, well, now Taylor's going to, next up is the Super Bowl halftime. That's her next big thing. And I just got to disagree. I don't think she's going to do, there's so much speculation. And reading into everything, of course, Taylor, she leaves the breadcrumbs, the sourdough breadcrumbs out for everybody.
Okay, is she or is she just, like, this is where I know the Swifties always read into everything.
And the Swifties are rallying around to the point, there's headlines in every major media outlet almost, that Swifties believe that Taylor's going to perform at the Super Bowl halftime.
It literally, like, when I start to hear the details, it literally reminds me of Cartman trying to connect Kyle to 9/11. Like, it's like...
Well, the details, it all comes from the New Heights podcast. She mentioned sourdough bread, which is big in San Francisco. You're more of a California guy than me. I don't...
I mean, my thing is, how many people make that connection?
I don't. I don't immediately. I just
feel
like
that was our parents' generation. Like, my parents' honeymoon was in San Francisco, and apparently my dad ripped his pants in the airport because he was trying to run... and go get a thing of sourdough, and they were late for their flight.
I do enjoy sourdough. There's a chance she just enjoys sourdough bread. Like, I've been eating a lot of sandwiches on sourdough bread. Like, so they're making, because the Super Bowl is in San Francisco, Taylor Swift talking about
number. There was something about the number.
So she mentioned that number.
That was when it went full Cartman. Well, that was when 9 + 1 + like
she mentioned the number 47.
Yes,
or she, I don't know, it was like 47 or something about. Didn't say 49, but of course 49 would be the number associated with San Francisco, but the 49ers aren't playing in the Super Bowl. Like, I don't know what.
They also play in Santa Clara, but keep going.
She also, right, there you go. And then the Zodiac Killer was mentioned, and of course he was tied into San Francisco. A lot of these like breadcrumbs that were meant that she's mentioned things that can be tied to San Francisco, which is the
And the
host,
Zodiac Killer also used coded messages. Continue. Yeah.
There you go.
This is all just the It's Always Sunny. The Conspiracy Sunny Charlie.
Of why, but sure, you could, even if she's, like, if you believe these things are connecting to something, why
Where's my
would
red
she,
yarn?
Why now? Is there, I can't figure out the answer of why she would do it now. She's planning a wedding. Why is she going to be also planning a Super Bowl halftime show?
She's going to pay people to do that.
I was going
to
say, I don't know.
Like,
she's going to approve and disapprove a lot of stuff.
Right, but she's
going to
they're going to present her ideas and she's going to sign Taylor.
She's approving it, and
I guess this would be the question.
There's a lot of pressure. Like, the wedding is
to be considered.
And she's going to be offered a lot of offers to air the wedding. You know, there's a lot of stuff, big decisions related to that and her new album coming out. Is she really going to do the Super Bowl halftime show? Why now? She has turned it down so many times.
Taking
a stand on the money, which she has constantly done, like Spotify, all of that. She's had disputes about fair pay. Now, unless she does it to make a stand and make the NFL start paying people to do this, that's a different
story. See, I think that's never going to... The NFL's closer... The NFL forever was trying to... Like, Katy Perry didn't agree to do it until the end because the NFL was trying to get her to pay.
Right. Well, that's nonsense.
Yeah, which is... I guess the question becomes this. To be considered one of the all-time entertainer performers...
Oh, okay.
Do you have to do the Super Bowl? Because I think this is fair. There are not many artists out there that you can say... She does not need the Super Bowl. She can legitimately make that claim.
Oh, 100%. But does she... So you're saying, like, it's a notch in your belt. It's like winning the Grammy. It's something that you put on your list of accolades. It's your... As a musician, doing the Super Bowl halftime show is part of what you do. Can she get new fans by doing the halftime of the Super Bowl, you think, that she doesn't have already? Possibly.
Would watch the Super Bowl? Because this would be my argument. Who is watching the Super Bowl that's unfamiliar? Because even if you're like an NFL fan, you have been introduced to her.
Correct.
In the last 2 years.
But you may think you don't like her, but and like, then she performs even and if you might like seeing her. You maybe have never sought out her performance.
But my deal is like the only other people that watch the Super Bowl are like the women that don't watch football. They're very familiar with her.
Be fair, but how often have you seen them perform? I think your Super Bowl is such an opportunity to garner respect of somebody like, I didn't think I liked this person. Even whether it's them singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl or whatever, like I do feel there's opportunity because people are going to watch no matter what, that you could walk away with more fans than losing more fans. So Billboard, here's the list of potential contenders. So we're within a month away of the announcement, more than likely.
Is Jay-Z still booking this?
Yes, it's still tied into Jay-Z. He's on the list that you could vote for on Billboard.com. But they say
But is he still in charge?
Yeah, he's in charge.
Finding,
yes. Okay. Yeah, it's still Jay-Z's group or whatever.
Whatever, Rock Nation.
Yeah. So yeah, Jay-Z, seems like that would be the emergency one there. But we have Post Malone. Actually, that's a pretty strong contender. They list Metallica, Green Day, BTS.
So Green Day and Metallica would be the San Francisco tie-ins.
There you go. And a little throwback nostalgia after the Kendrick Lamar year. But also speaking about following up the Kendrick Lamar year, you have Drake. How crazy would it be that you have Kendrick Lamar 1 year, the next year you have Drake perform?
I don't think he can do it.
He's got enough songs.
He
has enough friends. He's got enough friends.
Right, but I think if he does it, I think you admit like, he's still like hung up on trying to win this. I guess maybe you...
That's what you do. He comes on there. What can he do? The lead up, there's a lot of pressure on him to do something. But like, you know, I think Drake would be a fascinating big name. I'd be down with that. Justin Bieber's on the list, Mariah Carey. And we've seen Lady Gaga do it before, but she's...
Who was last year before Kendrick? Who was the year before?
The year before Kendrick? Super Bowl halftime show?
Vegas.
I'm surprised you don't have this list pulled up right here in front of me already.
It was Vegas, right?
Was that not... When was L.A.?
That was 22.
We're in the era that they're going after. Like, Kendrick Lamar was a total appeal to, like, say, we're not doing this the way we've used to always do it, right? So Kendrick Lamar last year before was Usher, which was kind of a more throwback.
That was actually fun.
That was pretty good.
Rihanna's like pride. Yeah, Usher had a lot of old, like,
that was
old school
fun. He,
cameos,
he
right?
did the roller skating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had Rihanna. We had a list of folks back when
the LA one was like everyone.
Yeah.
Which then, it was supposed to be Dre, but then it just became like an ensemble.
The Weeknd was doing like the the COVID one.
Stunk.
But it was he was dealing with having to do
I that think one
was, he
just
was
stunk.
Limited around that time. Shakira and J-Lo, we've
that
seen
that one was great.
Maroon 5, JT, Lady Gaga's last one was in 2017. I don't think I'm interested in it.
I think that's her only one. She did the national anthem.
Well, they're talking about her coming back. And she also performed before the last one. But Taylor Swift obviously would be the biggest name, but Post Malone, very relevant. Drake, very relevant. Justin Bieber, very relevant names that have not been handed the baton to lead this. So there's other contenders.
Bieber kind of needs a comeback, right?
This would be a great moment for Bieber. It'd be a great moment for Drake.
I think the Biebs is kind of down.
They both have motivation to do it. Again, Taylor, I don't know why Swift would want to do it. I don't know why Taylor would want to do it.
Yeah, he looks sick.
Who's sick?
Biebs.
Is he? He just had, they have the little baby, so he's probably just real tired.
He's actually got his golf swing's not that bad.
Oh, Bieber?
Yeah, he's been playing a lot of golf.
He's been playing a lot. So, BTS, the kids would like, but, yeah. Anyway, Taylor Swift, everybody would enjoy
that. Is BTS back?
That's also a great question. I was actually talking to somebody about that the other day. I felt like they were forced to split up.
Two of them had to do military
service. To
serve
in the military, yeah. But
I'm not a big fan of doing K-pop. Like, this is the American.
Hey, you can get the K-pop Demon Hunters and have the first ever animated group perform at halftime.
That feels like a lot.
You get somehow a Netflix movie it's going to be the number one movie in America at the movie theater
saying,
as well.
I don't want the immersive. That's why I never got into the Gorillaz. The immersive musical experience. No, thank you.
Okay. I'm not asking you to, but I'm just telling you.
I can deal
they're
with
gonna make a
singing
sequel.
And dancing, but
they're
like, play
the hottest act going right now on August 27, 2025, the K-pop Demon. I don't think that even, is that the name of the group? That's, I think it's a fictional group within that movie, but I haven't watched it yet, and I could get my.
I mean,
niece,
the Bloodhound Gang
on
at one point in time was hot. I don't like that doesn't mean they should have played the Super Bowl.
But I mean, they could have a cameo from the Archies. You know, they sing the Sugar Sugar song. You know, the original animated.
Yeah, but like, I'm not inviting band. The cast of Riverdale if we're doing Archie tie-ins.
Okay, but I mean, the Archies are 1960s hit. You know, Sugar Sugar. All right.
I was going to comics.
Anyway, Taylor Swift Super Bowl. I don't think. Any of these, that this is her next step. I think the Swifties are a little out of control on this. Yes, I'd be happy if she does the Super Bowl, but to me, I can't figure out the answer why. Unless she was changing the NFL's money policy. Why would she do it now when her... If she was going to do it now, you could have timed the engagement at the Super Bowl halftime show, you know, very shades of Rihanna's pregnancy reveal.
Yeah, but like, what if
maybe she'll be pregnant and she can do a gender reveal then?
But like, what if the Chiefs are in the game? Remember, people wanted to like people when McPherson, the kicker for the
Evan.
Bengals.
So does she
Evan,
need to wait one
is
more
Alex's
year?
Alex's brother, right?
Yeah. Evan McMoney.
Yeah, when Evan McPherson was like watching the Super Bowl halftime, like people were like, "How dare he?" Mm-hmm. So like, if literally Travis Kelce at halftime,
well, he
comes
can't
out,
participate. No, yeah,
like
he couldn't. No, definitely not. Yeah. But that's we'll see. We're not too far from the announcement for the 2026
Super Bowl. This
isn't
that category of like, I'm not buying it. If the Swifties are right, I'll tip my cap.
But I gotta like the list of options. If this is the list of options,
I think
we could have a great Super Bowl.
I also don't think she leaves as many breadcrumbs as the Swifties. I think she's in
sourdough breadcrumbs.
Yeah,
that she leaves.
Yeah. Jordan Rogers. All right, boys, we got our arch hater.
Oh, really?
I think Jordan Rogers' lane is gonna be. He's going to be the guy that pushes back on Arch.
Okay.
Which, here's the deal.
It's too early.
This is boomer bust. So,
oh, yeah.
He went up on Get Up today, and clearly ESPN is very all in on this because you can see over on YouTube, they're blasting it to social. Arch is overrated with the eyeballs. According to Jordan, the tape doesn't match the hype. Now, Jordan is correct. Arch basically played in three games last year. Louisiana Monroe, Mississippi State, and UTSA, who I think averaged in the 100s on defense. Now, that is true. But this is one of those ones that if you're picking this lane, you better be right. You better have
real conviction
is he picking in your
take. Or is this just, I'm starting to wonder, like, what did Mama Rogers feed her children? What is this? What makes them have, there's something.
Aaliyah hates him.
What is going on with the Rogers brothers?
If she is watching a game and Jordan Rogers is on, she demands that I turn it off. Like with the sound, like I have to move it to another TV. She can't stand it. But I think it stems from, girls are weird like this in what she loves JoJo, but
right,
JoJo
Bachelor,
picked
yeah.
Jordan Rogers.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's not good enough for her. And I'm like, sweetie, you realize that's who she picked.
Right.
It was a choice. Like, they go together. Like, I mean, credit to them. I think they're still together.
Yeah. Yeah. They're one of them. They're still the
new
Bachelor.
If he hits on this, this could be like his, like, this could actually elevate.
What is he going to do? I mean, what do you think?
This could move him, like, into a different pantheon of analyst.
He's just going against the grain.
He could maybe become, like, the number, like, he could. I think if he actually gets this right, he could pass McElroy.
Okay. Mm. If you think so.
This is how you do it. You get buzzy.
Well, I mean, there's a chance he is right, you know, but it doesn't line up genetic-wise what we have seen.
I think there's this weird desire to have him suck.
I do think that's more than anything.
I also think
from a lot of people.
I think it's fair to go, he's not going to live up to the hype. But I do not think he's going to suck. They are way too good. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, CJ Hurt's going to join the program. We'll talk to him next right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
From ESPN. CJ Hurt is a Grind City media personality. You can see him every weekday on the Jessica Benson Show with CJ Hurt. Follow him on X at ConRadicalness. CJ, help me out here. Is Jess the originator of the Taylor Swift breadcrumbs gonna be hosting or whatever, gonna be performing at the Super Bowl, or was she the one that like brought it to the public?
I think she was the one that brought it to the public.
Okay.
Whichever one is going to get her more acclaim, that's the one that she is. I need her to be famous so I can ride that coattail.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah, no, I got no problem with that.
One of those gets her the most smart acclaim is the one she did. Yeah.
So Kevin and I were talking about this. This is one of those ones that if the Swifties are right, I'm willing to tip my cap, but I'm usually not that far. Like, you can give me a conspiracy and I'm like, all right, you got to give me a couple of hard pieces of evidence, and then I'll take your literature. This is just one that I'm like, this is too much of a stretch. Like, I can't quite get there on this.
Listen, that's because you're not a Swiftie, and that's because you hadn't trained your mind.
Yeah, but I know Swift. It's like one of those things where it's like
Swift tea leaves.
But it's like, it's the same thing. It's like, I'm not a professional athlete, but I know professional athletes, and so it's like, I know kind of how they work. This is the one where I'm just...
Honestly, I think it's much easier for us to understand the concepts of a sport than it is for us to follow the thought patterns of Taylor Swift. Right? Like, we grew up watching sports. We grew up playing sports. And by grew up playing it, I mean we played it in the backyard. We played it organized. We played in school. We played video games about it. So we've consumed so much sports content. I don't know about you, but I've consumed very little Taylor Swift. Unlike these people who grew up with Taylor Swift, they pretended to be Taylor Swift performing in the shower, I guess. I'm not really sure. They've got all the albums. They've got Taylor's version. They do all the concerts and things. My brother is a Swiftie, and that's how I know it's different, right? Like, you've got to be immersed in the Taylor Swift side of things to fully grasp and understand what it is that she's trying to do. It's a lot like we all know about astrology, but like, you got to go to an astrologist to get it done right.
A girl I dated in college read her horoscope every day. I legitimately didn't know that I was a Leo until her. Because, like,
shout out to the Leo.
No, not a Leo. she also would be a Swiftie.
Yeah, and it's the similarities are.
Yes,
are there.
I would imagine the Venn diagram of people into astrology and Swifties is a circle.
Yeah, I would think so as well. But we all have
not all Swifties are into astrology, but all like everyone that reads their horoscope is a Swiftie. You know what I mean?
Possibly.
Really?
My experience.
Well, okay, CJ. So the rumor it's shifted from like she's engaged now. So next up is the Super Bowl. I don't buy it because I don't feel like the logical why she would do it now. She's busy approving wedding stuff now, right? And so why is she going to focus?
You think
on
she's going to have a wedding binder?
The Super Bowl halftime would be another big moment in her life and her career, and there's a lot of pressure for that. So do you see any clues that make you believe that this could be the Taylor Swift year for the Super Bowl in 2026 in San Francisco with the sourdough bread and the number 47 and all that?
I think so. Right?
You think so?
Listen, she is filthy freaking rich. So while she's going to be involved, it's her wedding. Absolutely, she's going to be involved, and there's going to be a whole lot of things to come out of it. I can't wait for the Swifties to break it down and explain it to me. I think that she can delegate most of that stuff.
I'm with you. She's going to have a wedding team. So,
but she's still going to have to make the decision. She's still going to have to make some decisions.
Yeah, she can make decisions and go to work. Everybody else plans their wedding and works at the same time. Why would Taylor Swift be any different? Also, just real quick.
It's not a regular day at the office doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
How much do you think the Taylor Swift wedding binder is going to go for? At some point, 20 years, 30 years down the line, somebody's going to auction that off. We just saw a card with Kobe Bryant's autograph and Michael Jordan's autograph go for like $13 million. The Taylor Swift wedding book is going to go for way more than that, isn't it?
All right. Who's the who was the Northwestern guy that worked for ESPN and he always like
Greeny.
No. But he's now like either like Action Network.
Does the values of Darren Revelle.
Revelle's gonna be all
I love
over
Jeffrey's
that.
Trivia questions
yeah,
there.
It's gonna Revelle's gonna be all over
guy,
the
guy went to college.
Yeah,
this college. I was like, what?
Sotheby's auctioned this off for like 1.7.
Okay.
So, CJ, your other there's other like great options for the Super Bowl halftime show, including the one that I'm now more excited about, according, because Billboard has a poll up on who do you want to see. Drake. I want to see Drake. I want to see Drake follow up Kendrick Lamar. I don't think they're going to do it, but Drake is on the list of potential Super Bowl halftime performer.
How many non-Americans have performed the Super Bowl? Like, does he understand the importance of the Super Bowl? I guess The Weeknd did it.
All right, so The Weeknd, Paul McCartney, wasn't an American. The Who.
Yeah, plenty of non-Americans.
U2.
Yeah, they can, they can go to the American Football Championship and perform at the halftime show of the American Football Championship. They can call it whatever
they
want.
Who else is on that list, Kevin?
Post Malone. Post Malone.
Really?
Post Malone also has a lot of friends, including Taylor Swift. Green Day and Metallica. Both old school acts that are tied into the San Francisco Bay Area.
I've been saying they need to do an alt-rock Super Bowl, right? They need to grab somebody from 1999 to like 2008, somebody who was hot right there, and do that. Because I think it would be fun.
The another big name who's kind of needing a boost for his career, slightly, not that big, but Justin Bieber. I think Justin Bieber's on the list. I think Bieber would be a great halftime. Also, you know, you got to have a lot of friends that could come in and songs that would make sense for every song Bieber's associated with.
I need somebody to be a performer. I mean, sitting up there.
He would take his shirt off.
It's all pre-recorded, too. They're all voice, you know, they're lip-syncing.
He's a performer. I think.
Is he a dancer, though?
I mean, you're coming off Kendrick Lamar. Now, come on, Kendrick wasn't out there performing as much as he was rapping last year. I don't think, he changed the standard on what is to be expected.
Yeah, no, Kendrick gave a performance, and that's why it was, for me, that's why it was a good. I mean,
he wasn't flying around with a.
It wasn't like musical numbers. It was like him performing his music.
It wasn't Katy Perry, right? Like,
no.
I get that, but it was still a performance. There are a lot of different ways to perform.
Yeah.
I was never a believer. Never really kicked it with Justin Bieber in that sort of a way. So I'm unfamiliar with his, like, what type of a performer he is.
I think he could bring a lot.
I just don't want another Rihanna. You know, I can't. I don't want to.
No more pregnant women.
Nobody just, unless they're gonna start doing cartwheels and give me a damn show. Don't just be standing up there on the dang stage.
She was pregnant.
Yeah, it's like Usher really.
I don't care.
Usher made it awesome.
I don't care.
Usher tried to roller skate, and it's like that was phenomenal. When Usher came out, I was like, at least he's going for it.
And there was stripper poles. They had Usher performance as well. He's dancing and wiggling all over the place. So that's, a good Super Bowl is one where the artist is performing. Rihanna just doesn't perform. That has nothing to do with her being pregnant. I thought that was the case too, Kevin, that she was pregnant, so she wasn't doing anything. No, Rihanna's whole gimmick is, I'm too cool to perform. So she just stands up on stage and lets everybody fawn over her. And I do not want that for my Super Bowl show. No.
So
Bieber can get out there and dance. Isn't Bieber sick also?
Oh, that's Bieber. So the argument would be Bieber could use a comeback. I think he also owes somebody like $30 million, but he's like waiting until his masters sell. And so it's, Bieber's not exactly firing on all cylinders right now.
No, Lady Gaga's on the list because she's just very social.
I don't really want the repeats.
She's performed a lot. She's connected with the NFL. Somebody's got her phone number, I think. And of course, even though Jay-Z's group books this, Jay-Z's on the list. But Mariah Carey has never done the Super Bowl halftime show.
Hey, listen.
It's the
Mariah for my money. That would be fun for me.
She's the queen of Christmas. The Super Bowl is the Christmas for football fans.
I'm at the point now. I want somebody with hits, and like Mariah has hits.
She's got hits.
Yes.
She also could bring in a lot of great cameos to go along with some of her hits. Mariah would be a big name. And you know, you're kind of, you don't have that many more years that you can get Mariah to give us a great show, but she can do it now. I've seen her in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day
Parade.
Wasn't
she going to do?
I think she could still do
it. I thought she was going to do like either one of the Netflix games.
Was she not? Did she? Beyonce did last year.
I know
she doing this year?
She did, but like, because the artists want that game because the NFL pays for that one.
Right. Okay. That would be
like Beyonce, I think, got like $1.5 million to perform there for whatever, like 15 minutes. Like, that is great work if you can get it.
But if this wouldn't turn it down.
If this is the list they're working with,
like,
which
she backed up, Beyonce backed it up with that, and then she went and got some Saudi cash. She did like a performance for like one of the for like one of the princes. Like, she made it was like it was like in an hour and 30 minutes she made like $5 million. It's like, God, good for
Mercy
her.
If that's the list, we also have BTS, but that's pretty much the whole list for possible.
Sabrina Carpenter not on there?
She is not. She is not listed on this yet. I don't think she has enough hits yet. I think you need more. She's had a lot of hits very recently, but does everybody know them enough?
How often has someone in their early 20s performed?
She can cameo.
Katy Perry.
Katy was in her 30s at that point.
And she had had.
What about Bruno?
Because, you know, Katy Perry.
You know, Bruno's sneaky old.
But also, he also had a lot of hits by then. And I mean, so does Sabrina. Sabrina's got a lot. But remember, Katy Perry like, holds the record for most hits on an album. Like, she ties Michael Jackson or beat him or something for that. But the...
She's got... Sabrina Carpenter's got that new album, the Man's Best Friend album, coming out Friday. So maybe...
And she's going to be on Taylor Swift's album.
She can... If that album's good enough, she can make it.
Katy was 31 when she performed.
I think you've got CJ. You're definitely looking a little. I think in the next 5 years, possibly Sabrina could be the headliner. In the next 5 years, I think this year might just be slightly a little too soon. But I do think we were just Jeffrey's not clicking with Sabrina yet, so we got to wait for Jeffrey to approve.
What's wrong with Sabrina?
I can't tell you. That is my lane. I love chick pop, like chick rock, chick pop. I love it. Her songs just do nothing for me. Like, but, give me Olivia all day, every day over her.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But okay. I think Drake is the best storyline potential, but Mariah Carey would be great, a legend. But like, all I want for Christmas is you. Can she sing that at the Super Bowl halftime show if she's doing it on? February.
She can open with the jingle and then go straight to the rest of the song. So just have that like 15, 20 second clip of the beginning of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, man.
And then go straight to like Fantasy and Dream Lover and Always Be My Baby and all of those.
Oh, my goodness.
You bring out Boys to Men for One Sweet Day.
Bring out Boys to Men for Cameo.
No, we can't do One Sweet Day. One Sweet Day is a sad song.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes you got
to
just.
Like, I don't want to listen to be sad at the
It's 30 seconds. It's 30 seconds.
And you just got to let the people. Also, let's get our boys some work. Like, let's get them some screen time, man.
Do they get paid? Do the cameos?
They won't get paid, but I'll tell you what they'll do is the next day their Spotify will just be through the roof.
Yeah.
And Boys to Men, if I'm not mistaken, has
sound like Goodell
going on in Vegas.
Yes, they
did a Super Bowl.
They have
Boys
like
Boys to Men did a Super Bowl.
Who?
Well, they did like Boys a feature Men. Spot.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they did
the Motown celebration.
Yeah, when Detroit had it.
Oh, they can definitely return. I always want somebody new to do the Super Bowl halftime show because I want to see what their vision and what they can do. I'm always for somebody brand new. But always, like, you can have returning cameos. Like, let's bring back our old friends if they've been there before. That's always great. But, like, that's why, like, Lady Gaga, maybe she wants a second shot. Maybe she's got some new ideas. But I was not.
Once you headline the Super Bowl, you shouldn't be back. Right? Like, Beyonce and Bruno shouldn't have been there for the Coldplay Super Bowl.
I think you can make a cameo.
Lady Gaga. No, you did your job. You get one crack at this apple. Better make it worth it. Once you,
I'm with you, CJ. Like you get your one shot, like, and then it's somebody else's turn.
Yeah, but there are only two artists who is like, okay, why hasn't that artist done a Super Bowl yet? They need to do a Super Bowl before it's all said and done. And the two are, like you said, Kevin, Drake, and the other one is Taylor Swift. Like, those are the two. No brainers, the two most popular artists who have not done a Super Bowl yet. And either one of them, I think, would be really, really good. It would be, like you said, Kevin, from a storyline standpoint, it would be hilarious to watch Drake go out there and do a Super Bowl after Kendrick.
And what would he do? Because he kind of has the last word at the Super Bowl, right? Because, like, hey, and the next year they can bring them both out together.
I guess
and that's the only time you would approve a repeat.
And that's how we end rap beef. Just, hey, rappers, you got to.
If I'm Kendrick, there's no way. There's not enough money in the world. Well, there's always enough money in the world, but there's not enough realistic money to pay me.
What if Kendrick came out during Drake's performance? Oh, that would be great.
No, like, what if Kendrick, like,
they could do FM problems. Drake come out, Kendrick come out, 2 Chainz come out. Man, that would be
Kendrick
great.
Should just do a live stream while it's going.
Yeah, we're excited about possibly Taylor Swift or Drake. More than likely, the Super Bowl halftime show will be Post Malone. So I think that's probably where we're going.
I got no problem.
Which is fine.
Post.
I got no problem.
He's got some good songs that I tap into. All right, CJ, you're great, man. Appreciate you joining us.
Holla at you.
That is CJ Hurt. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys. For today's Don't Tell These Story, tell your story. There are a couple of good options today, but I think when I saw this headline, I just had to click on it. Kris Jenner, she revealed herself, I believe she's on a new cover of Vogue, with a fresh facelift. Gentlemen, her reason for getting another facelift was to, quote, show her version of aging gracefully. By definition, getting a facelift is unaccepting of aging. Like, I just love that. Like, it's going completely against the truth.
I mean, she's still aging, though, Jeffrey. She is still aging.
Well,
she's going to do it gracefully.
Technically, we all are. I also could have gone with Dylan Raiola said that if you have a problem with him looking like Mahomes, blame God.
Well, that's just who you would need to contact.
Good stuff there. Cosplay Mahomes. All right, if you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. I want to thank CJ Hurt for joining us. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.